before, you're not going to say, I did say something, and yeah, I deleted it. Hey, I'm immediately blocking. Do what you do. And Shelly did what she did. You know what,
did she do?
So immediately she looks her up and is trying to find, because even when she messaged me, it said we had like 22 mutual friends.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
And I'm just Carl's like, over here like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I knew it was bullcrap to begin with because it said we have 22 mutual friends. And I'm like, joke's on you. I've got like three friends. That's it. I don't even have 22 friends.
Brian got 22 accounts.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Well, hello, hola, hello. I couldn't think of a third one before. I started off strong, and then I kind of just.
What were you going for, Italian?
I don't know.
Stuttered.
I don't know. I was just hoping that a third language is going to come.
You know what I respect about that is that was all natural.
Hola, hola,
all natural.
It just came to
you. Sound better.
Yeah. Yeah,
or did, whichever way you want to look at it.
Right, probably not, but it's all right, though. Welcome to episode 46 of the Coffee and Ketchup Podcast. We are excited for today's episode. Excited to be joined by Carl again. Love to have him on. Got a great episode in store. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the channel. Like this video. Comment down below. We didn't hear any comments about songs. I think the only comment we got last week was somebody was having nine toes.
And that's a true statement. He really does have nine toes.
And we have had, we've got, I wish we had video proof. We'll pop that up now. yeah, so actual person with nine toes.
He told me, he said, I'm not going to make you look at it. And I'm like, well, I appreciate that. And he goes, but check this out.
You got to
take a look at this.
If somebody tells you they have, yeah, if somebody tells you they have web feet. Yeah. Or they have nine toes, you got to
anything other than 10, I got to see.
Yeah, more or less. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but thank you, everybody, for tuning in, as always. Where are we going to get started? I can't read the more around there. Yep. Carl, you said something about how we ended the last week's episode.
Listen,
brought up something
for you. Yeah, it was perfect. Nobody deserves to get prank called more than Home Depot and Lowe's.
Okay.
There's no question about that. I have the worst freaking luck there, man. So, like, this goes out to all the baby daddies, the fathers, the stepdaddies that have to DIY things. People call it middle class. I like to call it poor. So you got to kind of fix some stuff yourself. So, but every time I go on a Saturday to do something about with the house, or if I got a project I'm trying to work on, I don't have a lot of time. I got a 17-month-old. I got a pregnant wife. I don't have a lot of time. So, whenever I go in there to the electric and plumbing section, man,
oh, that's the worst.
They get me every time. And lo and behold, Saturday, not a lot of time, right? And this has happened to me numerous times. It's not just one incident. So, when you did that prank call, it really hit here, man. It really hit here.
You got one back for the home.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, man. So let me break it down what happened. This really was like the end of it. And if you're corporate out there, take some notes, all right? Your profit margin will go up at least 25% a month if you just take some of these hints I'm about to give you, all right? So I go in there on a Saturday. I got to get some 10-gauge wire, right? I'm gonna run a new electrical outlet to the outside of my house. So I'm walking in.
Now, are you using 12 gauge or 14 gauge?
10 gauge.
10. Oh, 10, okay, yeah. That'll get it.
Go Carl, on. Are you licensed?
Oh no, not at all. I'm middle class, poor. Of course not.
You're doing it on your house. You can. You
absolutely,
go ahead.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I'm not gonna burn that.
12 down. Or 14.
You're but so I go in there to get some, and here comes this young kid coming in the electrical aisle. And usually, like, I just don't even give him time. I'm just like, you know what? I'm good. Just don't bother me. But the kid looked like he was kind of jazzed up and all. So
and he works there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely works there. So I go up to him, and I tell him, I was like, he was like, hey, how can I help you? And, again, my first instinct is like, I'm about to chunk
I know more
off.
Than you.
Right, right. But I don't. I'm like, sure, you could help me. I'm looking for some 10-gauge wire. And
single
I,
shot. Double shot. Go ahead, Carl.
And he tells me when I say that, and I kid you not, this young kid says, is it Android or Apple phone? Or does it go to Android or Apple? And I look at him.
What?
Yeah, listen, hold on. So I look at him, and I said, well, actually, I'm planning on running this wire to a 30-amp breaker.
Yeah. 20 on it.
And listen. And then,
too much social media.
Man, listen. And so I'm like, this has got to be a kid. And then he makes the comment that I just got this promotion 2 weeks ago or something, or a week ago. And I'm thinking to myself, well, if you got a promotion, you're supposed to be good at your job.
Surely,
right?
You know something.
Absolutely. Something. But he didn't. So at that point, I just went about my business, found my wire, and went on. So Home Depot, listen to me. If the guy does not have a nickname like Sparky, Breaker Bill, Neutral Ned, don't hire him. Don't put him in your electrical
Neutral
department.
Neutral Ned,
all
is
right?
Good.
Don't do it.
Neutral Ned.
You know, and the guys out here that might not get some of these jokes, I'm not going to take your man card. You know, some people, you know, don't have to DY it, and one day, hopefully, I will be that way. But until then, I'm middle class.
I just kept waiting for Brian to say, thanks for not taking that.
Let me ask you this, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
From start to finish, getting out of the car and back into the car, how long does it take you to go to Home Depot or Lowe's, start to finish?
I'm on a time crunch usually. Now,
me too.
We're on time crunches too.
I'm quick. I'm pretty quick about it. Now,
so how long does it take you?
Oh, I don't know. If I had to guess, if I find everything I need, mm-hmm. 15 minutes at
good
most.
God.
At the most. And I'm probably out of there in less than 10.
You don't stop in like
good
power tool shop?
Gracious.
I don't have money for power tools.
It doesn't. Neither
I've
do
got
I.
power tools,
neither
but not
I
for
still
new
look.
Ones.
Ah, no. I'll window shop.
Yeah, but you don't. All right. I tell you what, you have a small kid and a pregnant wife at home.
Don't you put that evil on me.
Oh, yes.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
they for some reason, whenever they're pregnant a lot of times, you know, they get kind of jealous.
When they're pregnant a lot of times?
Yeah, yeah. They get kind of jealous if you're not at the house.
This tends to happen.
Well, if you've got six, and yeah, a lot of times, yeah, I imagine they would be jealous.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, one and
but
a
you
half
ain't got
is
one,
a two.
Right.
Yeah.
15 minutes is – I wish I could get in and out of Home Depot in 15
minutes.
What are you
doing?
I'm moving.
Huh?
What are you doing in Home Depot for more than 15
getting,
minutes?
Well, answering questions, Chris.
Oh, God, stop.
We go in there, man. We go in there, and people will come up to us.
I won't go with you.
No, you can't.
Stop. Don't encourage this.
It's a hostage situation every time I dart the doors at Home Depot. It is. We can't get in there under 2.5 hours.
Oh, no. No. Stop.
I went
from contractors wanting to ask
Carl,
me.
I would be labeled a baby daddy if
listen,
I did that.
Carl, from the time he started talking, he's been spilling crap.
Don't
believe a word.
I would love to spend that
ain't
much
no
time.
Contractor after asked him anything.
I remember.
I've had a guy pull out a whole set of blueprints on aisle 17 before and ask me what I would do.
I believe it. I would do it in that closet.
And I'm just like, I mean, I think the door should swing out.
I think Home Depot's got a job for you, Brian.
They can't afford me. They've offered. I tried to get him to throw in Falcon season tickets because, you know, that's a thing. But
they had to have been able to throw that in.
You'd have thought. You'd have thought.
That seems they like an employee of the month gift right there.
We got you on the 50-yard line.
But the thing is,
quite a deal.
If you got somebody somewhat knowledgeable, you'll spend money with them.
Yeah.
You know, even if I got a project, I can't afford the whole project.
That is true.
If I got somebody somewhat knowledgeable, I'll still spend 40, 50 bucks or even 150 bucks, something towards the project. But if you give me some moron that's listening to Pretty Little Secret with purple hair, I'm just, you know, I don't have time for that.
That's a great song.
Golly. I don't have time for it.
I agree with that. That's a good point.
All right.
Product knowledge is important.
That's my rant. Yep. That's all I got.
Well, I appreciate the rant, man.
Listen, auto shop stores.
So keep pranking them. Keep pranking them.
Auto parts stores have done the same to me over the years. Try to get numerous jobs with them all the time.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't know. You know what I mean? And then I go in there and they're just like, ask me all kind of different questions. And I'm just like, pull up with a car. God forbid it's got a different motor. You know what I mean? I've got like a Civic motor and a Accord or something. I was like, listen, I need one for a 94 Civic. Yeah, but that's a 2002 Accord. I know what it is. I know.
It wasn't me.
It was Derek.
I wasn't even.
Yeah, there. But you know, man, but I can't work there. I can't work there. It's crazy. Man.
I think the first time I saw you, you were working on like an Acura 1984 hatchback in the parking lot of
2005. Yeah.
Oh, 2005. I'm just throwing numbers out.
Deer Magnet.
I was like, this guy's not got to be not doing good. And sure enough, he has better recovery than me.
That thing was a tank, man, until Shelly killed it.
Oh, no.
Shelly killed it, and I'll never forgive her for it. She hit a deer. I hit a deer, and it ran. It went fine after that. She hits a deer, and it's done. Over with.
You need a name you can trust. Call Buckeye Preferred Services. They are insured with over 35 years experience in custom tree felling, crown reduction, whole tree removal, as well as stump grinding and cleanup. They are cutting out your problems one limb at a time, serving the greater Middle Georgia area and beyond. You can find their Facebook in the description and call them at 478-484-2178 or 478-278-5574.
Yeah, speaking of Shelly, so I was at work Tuesday night, probably about 7:30-ish, and I get a message from, I guess I can say the name. It's not a real person.
Yeah, say the name. Put them out
from
there.
From Elisa Crawford, coming for you, on Facebook. Now, I do not have a Facebook page.
So on Messenger, you got this.
But I do have a Messenger account, because that's how I face call my FaceTime or whatever, video chat my son. Mm-hmm. So this comes in, and it says, "Hey, Chris, how are you doing?" Now, if a female messages me, Facebook, phone number, whatever, and I don't recognize the name, maybe met this person like professionally or something, as a husband, I will immediately block them and go snitch. I'm immediately telling on you. You know what I mean? So I did. I got home, forgot about it, and then something happened. I was on my phone, and I saw it, and I went back to the bedroom. Look, Shelly, this lady messaged me. I don't know who it is. You see, I blocked it right after that. Didn't respond.
Funny.
And I'm just like, hey, just get her name and picture. Do what you do.
He is not even playing.
No,
seriously.
I just don't. Because there's not going to be any kind of back and forth. You're not going to say, I did say something, and I deleted it. Hey, I'm immediately blocking. Do what you do. And Shelly did what she did. You know what,
What did she do?
So immediately she looks her up and is trying to find, because even when she messaged me, it said we had like 22 mutual friends.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
And I'm just Carl's like, over here like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I knew it was bullcrap to begin with because it said we have 22 mutual friends. And I'm like, joke's on you. I've got like 3 friends. That's it. I don't even have 22 friends.
Brian got 22 accounts?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's got to be it. So anyway, so she starts digging. You know what I mean? You put one of them girls to work like that.
Uh-oh.
She is on it. Private eye, investigator. She's getting to the bottom of it. So she starts looking through their mutual friends and all this kind of stuff. Sends her a message. Hey, this is Chris's wife.
Ooh.
Why are you messaging Chris?
Oh.
And then she responded with something about, well, you would respond to if somebody messaged you or something like that? Like I had responded first?
I get why you're messaging me, and I would too if my husband was up in someone's DMs.
That's what it was. Yeah, that's like putting it back on me, man. Which is why I don't do anything. I immediately block. And
you know what? I kind of feel like you started this.
Listen, I'm going to tell on you. And I'm going to tell on you. I'm immediately going to tell on you. I just let you know.
Please, you flipped it on you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, and we're not going to get into the whole back and forth because, you know, we try to keep this.
This is a PG-13 show.
Somewhat presentable.
So,
you know, but yeah, she snapped on her. And then because Shelly had said that they were mutual friends, I called up Brian the next morning because she was still mad about it. Like, we went to bed. I thought it was all said and done with. Like, the second the alarm goes off, and call Brian and see what's up with this world.
That's what she said?
Yeah, she was just like, call Brian. We finna start this up again. I called up Brian. I was like, listen, man, do you know Lisa Crawford? And he was just like, no, I don't think so. So they had – it was something – it was one of our friends that had gotten hacked and then changed the name. So, like, all the previous interactions were like – because there was a thing on there wanting coffee and ketchup T-shirts. And Brian and them were all on Facebook, not like messaging back and forth, but like on posts saying like, hey, I got your T-shirts. I'll be bringing them by or whatever. And it was somebody that we knew that had gotten hacked and they changed the name. So we figured it all out that it was a hacked account. But even Brian was just like, yeah, I don't know who that is.
So it looked like I was having a conversation with the same person that had supposedly messaged with Chris. I said, Lisa Crawford. No, I don't think I know Lisa Crawford. And at the same time I was looking up the name on Facebook, they sent me a screenshot of her profile, and I was like, she's fake, bro.
Yeah.
I guess I need y'all to educate me a little bit on that. Then
you need us to educate you on what exactly?
Well, because I get on my Classic Country Jukebox Facebook page. I looked today. It's been 2 days. I haven't gone to it in 2 days. I've got 172 notifications.
That's obnoxious.
I don't know how to navigate through that without it taking me a ton of time, because I don't have a ton of time.
Are you supposed to navigate through it?
Well, I mean, I want to accept friend requests from people that actually listen to the jukebox, just so I can share information with them.
Right.
But I had somebody I accepted a friend request from, and I showed Brian and Aaron this the other day, and then showed JJ when we were riding down the road the other day, where somebody said, you know, hello, how are you doing? And I'm like, you know, of course. I mean, no big deal. Hey, how are you doing? I'm doing good.
Right.
And then, you know, we went back and forth. And then the next question was, what are you doing? And I responded back, waiting on my girlfriend to come pick me up. Because I was. It was the truth, too.
Throw that in there real quick.
And then that was it. That was the end of it till the next day. And then it was, oh, that's nice. And that was the end of the conversation. Because I'm not going to be rude to somebody, but at the same time, like, what do you mean? This isn't the dating site. This is Messenger, and we're now friends on Facebook. I ain't on the dating site, so don't come at me with that. I don't mean it in a disrespectful way, but I mean I ain't out here trying to
be on the dating site. Yeah, you're not out here in these streets, is what you're saying.
Exactly. Right. I don't need to be.
I don't know what I would do. Obviously, at my job, we don't have, like, a Facebook thing, so the worst that could happen was somebody trying to, like, email me at my work email, and I would probably still just do the same thing. I don't care.
Listen,
I'm trying to have peace when I go home.
Aaron, what I'm going to do is give you my phone and let you go through it now.
Got a million things to do, Derek.
I'm just saying.
Derek's over there talking about, I just don't have time to go through it.
Aaron,
running a small business, building a house, got two puppies.
Aaron, you ain't got nothing going on.
Have a social life. I'm going to give you my phone and let you have that.
All I'm saying is,
if
we go for another 20 minutes, she can sift through this. I'll be down to 25 by the time it's over with.
Lost the dog almost?
Oh, yeah.
I know she would do it. I know she'd help me out.
She didn't lose the dog, Carl.
Well, it was pretty close.
No, she had nothing to do with the dog.
Well, I don't know. She kind of did from a distance.
I mean, this ain't 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, Carl. Carl's over there trying to pin her for the dog escape last night.
She kind of owed you one. She just kind of owed you one.
No, she does not. No, she don't.
I felt like he got to pay back at 10:15 last night when I was on two edibles out in the front yard trying to find a puppy.
You've
got to
stop saying edibles. You've
got
to stop.
That's bad.
Melatonin. Please, God, melatonin.
Yeah, that's
stop
funny.
I was on that 60 milligrams.
Funny, man.
Straight from California, baby.
Yeah.
I do have a funny story about
edibles.
Edibles. Imagine that. It's not so much edibles. It's let me live gummies is what I talk about when I say edibles.
Let me live gummies?
Let me live gummies.
Is this something else that's natural?
Yeah, it's all natural, man. It's all natural. And listen, I'm not a doctor, but I'm telling you right now, I take these things that night.
I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express.
I'm not a doctor, but I did sleep like a baby last night after them gummies.
Oh, God.
I will just say Glenn Collar for the alias. My buddy Glenn that I work with, absolutely one of my favorites ever I've worked with in the car business. He was a little late to work today by like 4 or 5 hours.
What?
Yeah.
That's a half a day.
I'm just reporting to you how I saw it.
Listen, that's like something I remember. I used to come in like an hour late, and I would just like text you. I was like, hey, man, I slept late.
Yeah.
I'm in here in a minute.
Yeah, but like I'd come in and say traffic had me held up.
The
traffic at Chick-fil-A. Oh, so my buddy Glenn gets to work late today.
Perfect.
And so I go and I sit down with him and we're talking and he's like, because I was told that he was sick. JJ was sick last night. I've had probably three or four clients that have been sick in the last 4 or 5 days. And a lot of the people that I've talked to that have been sick because of eating food at restaurants. Let's just say it that way. So I'm not going to call it food poisoning, but sounds like they suffered from food poisoning. And
that's what most people call it.
I just assumed that my friend Glenn had suffered from some food poisoning. So I'm like, man, so many people I know have eaten bad food at restaurants. And he goes, he looks up at me and his eyes are about halfway open. And I'm thinking he's just feeling bad. He looks, oh, this right here wasn't from food. So I'm just like, okay, you got a bacterial infection or something. Oh, what's going on? So he goes,
a flu game.
Man, I got home last night. I'm going to try to tell you like he told me, right?
I would hope so.
Through half-opened eyes.
I love it. Let's get it.
He says, I got home last night, man. I seen some popcorn on the counter my wife had ordered. And so I'm like, oh, man, I like popcorn. So I opened it up. And it had a little zippy thing on it, you know, and a little Ziploc thing on there, man. So I ripped it open and popped it open. I'm eating this popcorn, man, and sticking to my teeth. And I'm like, daggone, man, it's pretty good. I ate like a quarter of that bag, man. I went there and I laid down, went to sleep.
48 hours later.
I woke up this morning, man, to get ready to go to work. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get out of bed. I don't feel right. I got there, man. I made it to the bathroom, brushed my teeth, holding tight on that bathroom counter.
What?
Looking in the mirror and I'm like, something ain't right with me. So I made it out to the truck. I started driving to work and I got about half a minute down the road and I said, dang, I forgot something at the house. I turned around. I went back up there to the house. I walked in the house. Damn, I forgot what I came back in here for.
Yeah.
Something is not right with me. I don't ever advise you to get on WebMD and try to figure out what might be not right with me.
Yeah, that's the worst.
But I'm sitting there and then it dawns on me. And I'm looking and I'm like, I'm high right now. And then I remember my wife ordered some edibles from New Jersey or somewhere.
Oh my God.
I walked back over to that popcorn. That wasn't no damn popcorn.
That was 150 milligrams.
Started realizing why it was sticking in my teeth like it was. I'm glad I spit them chunks out to spit in my teeth. I said, dang, man, you was high. I'm still high.
You got to be high to put in your symptoms to WebMD, and it'd be like, listen, we call that marijuana.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That is wild.
And he was like,
good one.
I'll drink a beer with you now, but I don't do that marijuana stuff now. I don't do it.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't do it. I don't like the way it makes me feel.
Oh. Obviously. He said he put it in the WebMD.
Yeah, he was in the WebMD thinking he was about to die.
Yeah.
And it dawned on him, I'm just high.
Brother, you high.
I'm high right now. So, Glenn, we glad you made it.
Yeah, absolutely. And those edibles, man, they really put you out there in outer space.
Weed ain't weed no more.
No. Yeah. It wasn't weed when I quit smoking 5 years ago.
Yeah. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, I just need to grab this cake for mom real quick, and then we can go ahead and go over there.
This guy again?
You have got to be kidding me.
Hey, boys, I got y'all's cake right here, man. Oh, I got it right here. Wait till you get a load of this.
Derek, come on, man. I got somebody way better.
Hey, suit yourself, fellas.
Always go with someone you can count on. Emerald City Suites is locally female-owned and operated. They have been in business since 2019. They are open Tuesday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. They serve soups, salads, sandwiches, and of course, cupcakes. They offer custom cakes and sweets for your every occasion. Located at 302 Pine Forest Street in Dublin, Georgia, they can be reached at 478-205-5385. Again, that's 478-205-5385. And their Facebook is linked in the description. Get your event done right with Emerald City Suites.
That is way better.
It reminded me, too, of a story, man. When I was early 20s, I was out at City Limits, which, for those of y'all that don't know, City Limits was a really happening night spot here in Dublin.
How long ago?
Good God, Derek. How long ago?
28 years ago,
probably.
Yeah.
And one of my friends
was playing Hotel California back then?
Oh, yeah.
They probably were.
It'd been out 10 years, but...
Still a classic. Still a good.
Derek liked it back then. Now remember, he liked it back then. Right. Yeah,
they was all right.
Yeah, especially the part where he goes, "You can never leave." Da-da-da. Starts off that solo.
I think Derek's more of a Seminole Wind kind of guy.
Definitely,
for sure.
Little Marshall Tucker, fire on the mountain. You know.
Yep. Run, boy, run.
I had a friend of mine at City Limits one night. He was a bouncer there, and he couldn't. They had this rule where, like, if you worked there as a bartender or a bouncer, you could not come as a patron. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, that was,
like,
that
ever? Huh. You just can't.
You couldn't come
out
there
and party.
You
could show up for your shift and never come back.
You could work, but you could not come for play.
Huh. Gotcha.
And he didn't care.
Probably works out pretty good. People don't get beat up quite.
Yeah, that's probably what it has to deal with. So he was in there, and he was both a bouncer and a bartender. He was a pretty big cat. He came in there one night, and he was like, he came up to me. He said, "Hey, I need you to hold these for me. I have to leave. I'll come back when they close and get them from you." So he hands me a cellophane with about 10 hits of acid in it.
Huh.
I'm like, "Cool, man."
It's cool.
Put it in my pocket. Went on about my night.
You ever done
that? Oh, tons.
So I had. I'm not going to incriminate myself, but I had some other corner bags in my pocket that were, you know, for distribution.
Sure.
And some candy, and I think
you just incriminated.
So you can sell candy. You can sell candy without a license.
It's like candy.
And so at the end of the night, I'm out in the parking lot, and he comes up to me. He says, "Hey, you got that?" And I'm like, "I'm out, man." He goes, "What are you talking about?" And I'm like, "I mean, what are you talking about?" He goes, "I gave you that acid." And so I was like, "Oh, yeah." Now the parking lot's full of police, right? Because I would come out there to make sure everybody got out of there.
Dispersed.
Thank you. And so they have fallen out of the cellophane into my pocket. So I am very slowly pulling them out one at a time.
Hit by hit.
Counting.
Dot by dot.
And I'm so relaxed and calm. I'm like chilling. I'm like six, seven. And he's like, "Dude, come on, man. The police are everywhere, bro. Hurry up." So when I get to nine, he's like, "Just keep the last one." So I was like, "Cool." So we get back out to the house, and me and my friend Ryan were out there and in the front yard. And then I remembered, I got to hit acid, bro. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning. I said, "Dang." So I fished it out of my pocket and took the lint off of it, you know, and bit half of it and gave him the other half. And 30 minutes later, I went inside and I went to sleep. Mm. And when I woke up.
Outer space.
Deep in it.
Yeah. And let me tell you something, brother. I forgot that I had taken that acid. I thought I was losing. It was a wild trip for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Until I walked into the living room, and he was walking into the living room from opposite ends of the house, and I was like, "Dude." And he's like, "Dude." And I was like, "What is wrong with me? Like, my shoestrings look like snakes when I was trying to put my shoes on." He was like, "We're tripping." And I'm like, "Oh, my God, we are tripping." So I woke up tripping, man, and it was.
I bet that sucks waking up tripping.
Yeah, not knowing, or forgetting. I couldn't imagine.
It wasn't fun.
You know, not
seeing
knowing
the things that you see, and then just not legit thinking you've lost your mind.
Yeah.
It wasn't fun at all.
Dang.
You got a good acid story, Derek?
No. I don't. I have no good acid stories. I've gotten battery acid on myself before, but I've never had acid.
To be fair, there not many people do have good acid stories.
I would imagine.
For all your professional and customized sawmilling services, contact Custom Sawmilling. They offer any product from Lowboy trailer flooring, countertops, bar tops, paneling, and flooring for your home. If you remove trees to build your future home, what better way to utilize those trees than making them into a product inside your home? Serving all of Middle Georgia, Custom Sawmilling is proudly veteran-owned and operated. Custom Sawmilling is located at 1607 Caps Browning Road, Rents, Georgia. They can be reached at 478-279-3657. That's 478-279-3657.
Dude, I'm so glad. I know I always talk about watches all the time whenever I come here, but dude, I'm so glad that I did not get into watches when I was getting high.
It's a nice piece you like have on meth. Tonight. I've
yeah, done. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But on meth, because if I was doing meth when I got into watches, I would have linked up 1,800 watches.
Yeah.
And at the stroke of midnight, mm-hmm. a kilo of meth would cook right in the middle of it.
Wow. You know what I mean?
So I'm really glad that I didn't get in a watch. That's a fair point. Because I just feel like I'm tweaking when I'm on them, because I'm working on them. And I don't know if y'all know, but you know. I was a tinkerer when I was on it. So it's almost like makes me get that feeling, man. It's crazy.
Listen,
I really like watches a lot.
Back in
I don't
the
know
day,
whether I know that's real random and it's all
that's good. Fine. Back in the day, I was also not breaking the law like Brian was in his previous story.
Right.
Shacked up in a hotel room, and back in the day, flat screen TVs were worth something. Back when they was like, you know, $800, $1,200 for a 55 and stuff,
right.
You know what I mean? Now
yep.
you can get them for nothing.
Yep.
But back then, they were worth something. So, right. you know, somebody come and trade you for some.
Right.
Hey, I got a stolen flat screen. And
they were heavy, too. Yeah. They were very heavy.
Yeah. Plasma. Well, I'm not that old.
they were heavy.
They were the size they are now.
The ones
I would take from the house to the pawn shop, then pick it up from the pawn shop back to the house.
Had to get a U-Haul.
Yeah, it's heavy.
Yeah, we had one of those.
Heavy.
But anyway, so I end up like a week long in this hotel, and I end up with like 3 or 4 of them. I had to leave them.
Right.
I just had pieces of flat screen. All of them worked.
Oh, my God.
All of them worked. But I just had to, like, walk out with 4 flat screens just taken apart and just had to go to the next hotel.
Oh. Hey, Chris plugged one up one time and had the McDonald's breakfast menu on it.
Yeah. You got me again, Billy.
Yep, yeah. Yeah, that's those demos.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. Yes, sir. Got to do the demo.
I tell you, meth heads have got twice as much time as anybody else, but will get half as much done.
Absolutely.
The thing.
Yeah. You'll fix
start
and break
it all,
it.
Won't finish none of it.
No, nothing.
Yeah,
no.
You'll run right past the fix and just keep going and then come back and break it again.
Yeah.
Why is that? Why does nothing get finished?
Those are
except
questions.
The bowl.
Those are the existential questions of life,
yeah.
Brian.
Yeah, that's
you
know?
You get stuck in a bathroom for about 4 days. You know what I'm saying? I swear I was going in there to brush my teeth.
Four days
later.
Yeah.
You're still it's okay if it's your bathroom, but if you're at somebody else's place and you're stuck in a bathroom, it becomes a problem.
Or a hotel room and you're supposed to check out the next morning.
Yeah. I lost something. Just give me a second. I got to find it.
Ain't life great today, though, fellas?
Yeah, it's all right.
Life is wonderful.
Yeah, it's much better than it was. Much better than it was.
100%.
Absolutely. What do you think, Derek? You ever been stuck in a bathroom?
No, I wised up early in my life.
That man had to go to work. You know, he didn't have time to get out.
Yes, yes.
Man had 3 jobs to get to when he was 17, 18.
And, you know, addicts would make terrible time travelers, too.
Yeah.
We would.
Yeah.
We'd just be in repeat, like that same hit, that same ball. We'd never be like, hey, man, you know you could go back and bet on a game. Like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
Go back 30 seconds.
You're right. Just the same loop.
Yeah,
the same loop.
I can't remember who said it, dude, but
it'd
I saw
be terrible time travelers.
I saw a comedian say, man, you could send me back like 200 years with a phone and everything I have now, and they'd be like, oh my God, tell us about the future. And he'd be like, I don't really know, man. I mean, it's all we got, like TVs and planes and stuff. How does that work? I don't know,
we
man.
Got
I,
it.
You know, I got this phone, but
we
I have no
it,
idea
man.
What it does. You know,
yeah.
Like, you know, I have no idea what's happening though.
Oh man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's that
that bottom one?
Yeah. I can't read.
I seen my buddy Rico today, man. I went to school with Rico.
Rico Suave.
Yep, that's what we called him. He and I went to elementary school together and played ball and went to his wedding when he and his wife got married. We were about, I think he got married when we were like 20, 21. And my friend Ryan and I, we were in there and we'd never been to a black wedding before, right? It was the first one. And so it was done a little bit differently than what I was used to. And there was a choir up there. And at the end of the vows exchanged, as Rico and his lovely bride were walking down the aisle, the choir was singing. And they were singing this song, and it was going, we're gonna make make it. We're gonna make it.
Hey, I like that. Yeah. That's pretty good.
We're gonna make it. And my buddy Ryan that was there with me looked at me. He said, hey, man, where are they going on their honeymoon? I said, hell, I guess they're going to Macon. Listen to them.
They going to Macon.
Yeah. True story, man. That happened. But I seen Rico today, and we were talking about this time where I lived out 441. And Ryan and Rico and I, the same ones I was talking about, we were out there at my house after work one day, and our stepdad had tinted our windows in the house, right? And so when you would open up, like when you would walk up to the storm door in the afternoon time, you could not see in that window. So you didn't know if like the main door was open or closed. You had no idea. And if it was open, you certainly couldn't see anyone in there. And so we were in there, and a friend of ours, Chad, he had called, and he was like, hey, I'm fixing to ride out to the house. Well, Chad had never met Rico before. So I was like, all right, cool, man. So you heading out?
Yep.
And so we were like, come on out, man. And he said, all right, I'll be there in about 10 minutes. So we see him coming, like, down the driveway. So I run. It was back when I could have guns. I run back to my bedroom and got this huge hand cannon.
It's like a sawed-off shotgun.
357.
Like Dirty Harry.
I mean, it legit, bro. It legit. You. It legit was.
The Cobra.
It was a beast. I went and got it, and I handed it to Rico, opened up the front door, right? So just the storm door was there, and we could clearly see out of it. Ryan and I sat on the couch, which was the first thing you saw when you walked into that door, like this, with our hands behind our backs, bro, like we were tied up on the couch beside each other, and Chad comes and walks up the steps to my house. And he opens up that storm door, and he sees Rico, who's like 6'3", standing there with a 357 in his hand. He goes, come in here and sit down.
I bet he freaked out, bro.
I bet he went in there and sat down.
Yeah, no, what are you telling him? You sit down, that's what you do.
He took about two steps backwards on the steps.
Hey, I'm out of here, bro. I don't even know him. I don't even know these guys. This is
wrong house. I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's probably one of the worst practical jokes I ever pulled on any of my friends.
That's not funny.
Any of my
that's
friends.
Just horrible.
We talked about that today, of course. That was funny to us.
Now's our time to swap embarrassing Derek stories. No, I'm stuck. Looks like embarrassed hell of them. So that is going to wrap it up for us. We appreciate you tuning in. A lot of laughs today. Comment down below if you have any embarrassing, non-incriminating stories that you can tell. You know, redacted the names and dates and things like that. We'd love to hear about them. As always, thank you to our wonderful sponsors. Buckeye Preferred Services, Emerald City Suites, and Custom Sawmilling over in Rents. Always big parts of the podcast. Proud to have them sponsoring us. Mm-hmm. Their links to their websites will be all linked in the description of this video. Give them a click. Check them out. Shout them out. I know they'd appreciate it. If you are interested in getting t-shirts, I know of at least one person who is interested in getting a couple t-shirts. You know, reach out to us. We're going to do something. I don't know. Just email us. It'll be all right. We'll figure something out. Let us know what you want. Send an undisclosed amount of money to, I shouldn't say undisclosed. That just means you don't know what the amount is. Send large amounts of cash to, us. Thank you. You can email cash.
Carl, thanks for coming out, man.
Yeah, man. Thanks man. As always.
Thank you for
good
having
laughs,
me.
Good
Thank
stories, good me, times.
Absolutely.
Good times.
Absolutely.
I'll be honest with you. It's been long enough. We probably ought to go check on Derek.
Yeah,
he may have fallen in.
Was it something I said?
No, he may have fallen in at this point. So we're going to go rescue Derek. Y'all have a great week, and we will catch y'all in the next one.
Appreciate it.
Peace.